Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, it is Brother Harshaw. Once again, had to call back in. Seemed like I get confused on how this supposed to do when I call in early. But to God be the glory, he has allowed me and blessed me to be a part of this program once again, this ministry program, that we may try to encourage and help someone that's in the need of a word or an encouraging word, and to encourage me as well. I truly do give an honor to God, first of all, for my life, health, and strength. I thank him for many blessings that he allowed me when I first opened my eyes this morning and woke up and was able to get up out of my bed. I thank him because I was able to have use of my many senses that he has given me. Nothing good that I've done to deserve anything, but through and by the will and the grace of God that he looked over me through the night, my companion, my family. Even though we're going through situations in life, everybody is going through something worse than I am. So I just thank God for what he is doing in my life and giving me strength to be able to go through. I thank God for each and every one of you that may be sharing over the airways, over the phone lines, to take the time to want to listen in tonight. I do welcome you and thank you and continue to pray for you that God would bless you in a way far and beyond any way that we could ever imagine in your life, because we know he's able and he can. I know I heard one of our bishops say Sunday, it's like the three Hebrew boys said, even if he don't, they know that he can. And we are the same. We know he can. If it's his will, he can change some things in our life. I want to start out our prayer request for Bishop R.C. Bryant, my bishop, his companion, Bishop Arthur Gray, his companion, Bishop Willie Armstrong and his family, to continue to pray for him that God would strengthen him in his everyday activities that he go through and he has to do. God gives him the strength to continue on. We want to continue to pray for our sister, Pastor Sharon Logan, that God gives her the strength that she needs to carry on while our bishop has not been her. God has blessed her to carry on and step in place and do God's will just the same. Thank God for my companion, the way he's blessed her through her knee surgery and in her body. We just thank God for everything. We want to continue to pray for all of the ones that's in the rest homes, that they get the proper care from the caregivers that has a job to do in the right way. We ask that God bless them to want to do the job for the love of the patients, the love of the people, the incarcerated, the police force, our neighborhoods, our families, our church family, our church leaders, all of our loved ones around and about, our world leaders, that God would change some things in their lives to open their eyes to see the mess that they have messed up in the world, and turn around and give it to the Lord. trust in Jesus, repent, and live a life worthy of living for Christ Jesus. We want to pray for the world as a whole, because things is happening every day. Everybody is struggling with something, some more than others. But we know that Jesus is the answer for the world today. He has made many opportunities out of opportunities that people didn't think could happen. So we know he's able, and we can trust him at his word, at his promises. Precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, just once again, we come before you and humble ourselves before you this evening, thanking you and loving you for all that you mean in our lives, giving you honor and praise, because without you, Lord, we have no life. Without you, Heavenly Father, we cannot do anything. We ask that you continue to bless our family members, our loved ones, strengthen them, Lord, in areas that need to be strengthened. Bless them, Lord, to be able to turn their lives around and look to you. Heal the ones that need to be healed, dear God, from different diseases, different things that's going on in their life, Lord. We ask that you cover them with your blood, dear God, and bless them with finances, success, Lord, in their life. And let them see, dear God, that it's all about you that's taking them through the situations of life. We don't know what the next minute may bring, dear God, but we know who holds the next minute in their hand. We thank you, Lord, just for loving us one more time. We thank you for looking over us and looking over us over the dangerous highways through the day as we were back and forth from each and every destination that we faced. We thank you for working in our families, in our loved ones, homes, and life, blessing our children and our grand and great-grandchildren, Lord, safely in the things that they do. We ask that you bless all of the schools that's getting prepared back for school, Lord, all of the school children, all of the teachers within the schools, dear God, that they may be safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Because, Lord, we know all of these things that's happening around the world today. Our kids are not safe anywhere, not even in their own homes. We don't know what we may face. But, Lord, we ask you to wrap your mercy hands around us. Protect us, Lord. Help us and lead us, Holy Spirit, in the right way to what we should do. Open up our understanding. Give us discernment of spirit to understand the right and the wrong in life as we go forth. We thank you, Lord, for loving us. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this time that we have right now, that it may bless someone over the airwaves, over the phone lines, to encourage them, dear God, to know that you are able to do anything but fail, that you are the source of all sources. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. We thank you, Lord. It's an honor and a blessing. Once again, as I said, I give honor to God for his mercy and grace. I'm in this little room with the loud fan. I'm going to have to turn it on because it's a little bit warm in here. So I probably have to talk a little bit louder. and listen a little bit louder. This fan makes a lot of noise. But to God be the glory. We want to talk a little bit about to our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors, people outside of the household, anyone that we may come in contact with. We don't know what they're going through or what they're facing in life. All we know is that we ourselves have to show compassion and continue to love one another, continue to pray for one another. We don't know their circumstances. We don't know their feelings. And right here, as we talk about that love that the Lord has commanded us to love one another, it says, when Jesus is asked, what is the greatest commandment? He doesn't hesitate to answer. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Mark chapter 12, verses 30 to 31. It says, loving God and one another is the most important thing we can do in this life. The following Bible verses reminds us to love one another and teach us how to do so through forgiveness, service, and sacrifice. Then it says, I pray that you will grow in grace and love as you put these scriptures into practice. The first scripture we're going to start out with says, let us not grow weary in doing good, for we shall reap a harvest if we do not give up. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, and what we're trying to come across is, why would the Bible let us know that we ought to love one another, pray for one another? You know, people mess around, you say, oh, they get on my nerves, they make me sick, they make me mad sometimes, and all of this and that. Is this a normal way for God's people to act in a state of getting upset at someone? Or should we humble ourselves and walk away and get ourselves together instead of getting so mad that we get that angry to where we just end up finding ourselves sinning in a way that the Bible lets us, that, you know, we get angry but not sin. So the thing is, it's teaching us that we have to have that love of the Lord deep down inside. He said if we love him, we'll keep his commandments. And if we keep his commandments, we'll love one another and our neighbor as ourselves. If we love one another, why does it step out and say love our neighbors? Simply because love is everywhere when it comes to being a child of God. You have to learn that love for one another. Sometimes it's hard to love one another because of the situations we go through with people. That's why we continue to tell our families and loved ones we love them, we're praying for them, we try to encourage them about the Word of God. We want to see them go to heaven. We don't want to see them lost. So we continue to let our family members know and our loved ones know, this is the word of God. This is what I have to do in order to make it, because the Bible says so, not because of what I feel. I have to pray for these things to happen in my life. I have to pray and ask the Lord to give me more grace to be able to have that love of Jesus deep down inside. Without prayer and trusting in the Lord and having that faith that it can be, I won't be able to make it. But I know without a shadow of a doubt, if I trust in Jesus and I keep on praying and I don't give up, it'll be all right. I can work in this life the way that Jesus has for me. I have to just continue to be obedient to the word of God. John chapter 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. Jesus is letting us know this commandment is for us, that even as he has loved us, we should love one another. This is how we learn about the Lord. This is how we learn to grow in the Lord, to draw closer and closer in the Lord. That's why we read these Bible verses, read the Bible, that we may draw closer and closer and learn and grow in Christ. People always say, well, I've been trying to grow in Christ. But if you give up and you don't read the word of God and ask the Lord to give you an understanding and help you to where you can understand, it doesn't mean we're going to understand everything, but God will give you the understanding that you need to go through with. We have to trust and believe and know that he will. John chapter 13, verse 35 says, by this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So how do we become a disciple of the Lord? He said, if we have love for one another. What kind of love is this? Is this the worldly love that we go around thinking that we love our girlfriends and all of this and that when we're out into the world having a good time and we walk and we say, well, honey, I love you. And then when she makes you mad, you want to just beat her upside the head or whatever you do. You disrespect her and all that love threw out the window. Or is it a love? Christ-like love to where when you speak, it's a serious, deep down inside love that you have because you're living for a Christ that loved you and you feel his love deep within inside you to love someone else. It's a complete different kind of love than the world has to offer. You learn how to truly love when you say you love, not how to just say I love you and you don't have anything behind that love. This is a spiritual love. This is a love that you are taught within the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you into all truth and understanding. It has to be spiritual. It cannot be worldly. This spiritual love is so good to have that people don't understand when you get a taste of Christ, and a taste of his love and a taste of a change of heart for the better. And the Spirit moves within you. It's so much of a joy that comes over you that it's unexplainable. You go through situations in life and you cry sometimes, and you can feel the Holy Spirit moving within you, teaching you. And you begin to have that love deep down inside, and you learn what true love is. John 15:12 says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And then we go to John 15:17. "These things I command you, so that you will love one another." It's all about loving one another. They keep on saying loving one another. Romans 12:10. "Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor." Honor, love, honor, love. Honoring is a part of love, because it's a respect for one another. When you love someone, you show that respect for one another. You don't talk down on one another. You don't go through a situation with one another to where you, you know, the Bible lets us know to all get along if possible. We all do our best to get along with one another. Paraphrasing, as it says, we should do this. And if we can put forth an effort and ask the Lord to work within us, to help us, to give us the grace and the strength to do this, we can do it. I've learned from experience in life. I used to be one of the world's worst when it comes to getting upset about things. And people would come my way, I would have a look about me that a person would look and they said, "No, I better stay away, because he don't look like he wants to be bothered with anyone." And I had that type of attitude when I didn't want to be bothered. And it didn't matter to me if a person come up to me and I got upset to tell them the way I felt and things, and didn't care how it hurt them or what the situation was. But when Christ come in and change me, my family, my church family, and my surrounding neighborhood and people started to see a change, that something was different. And I didn't have to really say a lot about anything when I would go out into the world, and certain people would see me and my expression with the smile on my face, the different thoughts that I had. And they knew that there was something different in life about me. And it made me feel good when people noticed things like that about you. And you're living a life Christ-like, and you're doing what the Word tells you to do. Not that I'm perfect, in no way. It's just a part of the life that you live in to show that you are a Christian. And that's the way I wanted to be represented as, because I wasn't living in the world, no, I was of the world. I mean, living in the world, but not of the world. I don't want to make it seem like I'm still in that world living it. But I was in the world, but not living of the world that I live in now. At one time I did, but my life have been changed I serve a God that can change anybody. He has what it takes to make a believer out of you, is what my bishop usually says. And he had what it takes to make a believer out of me, because I went through some things in life when it was time for me to be reeled in by the Lord. And it wasn't good. I was hard-headed, stiff-necked, trying to run. I was like Jonah, trying to run and hide. But when the Lord started dealing with me and got my attention, it changed me. And I was ready to submit and give in and serve him and do his will. So that's why I'm thankful for this opportunity, because without him, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. I would have never had someone to see something in me to offer me a position as I am now. That's why I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful. And I try to live what I say. I try to walk what I know that the Word lets me know. I try to be who I am as a Christian, as a child of the Lord. I don't want to lead anybody astray, anybody in the wrong way. I'm not smart by no means, but I do know, as far as the Word of God, how to live as a Christian. Not to say that I don't make mistakes in life, because I do. I made many mistakes as a Christian. I'm a daily repenter. I repent every day, omission, commission. I don't know what in life that I may have messed up in or should have did and I didn't do because I got caught up and busy in this and that, and may have said something to someone in the wrong tone and didn't pay no attention to it. I don't know, because we don't pay attention to these little things that we go through during the day. But before we lay down at night, we have to ask for this forgiveness of omission and commission as we continue on this journey, because we want to get it right at all costs. Romans chapter 13, verse 8 says, "Owe no man anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law." 1 Peter verses 4 and 8. "Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins." It's all about that love in Jesus that we have and have to keep. I'm opening up some mics here and listen to some comments. And we do want to say good evening to each and every one. We thank God for you, and we continue to pray for you. We love you, and we appreciate you calling in and giving your comments and everything, thanking you for being a part of the program, thanking each and every one that may be listening in to the program, because we want to encourage and let you know that Jesus is the answer for the world today. And all it takes is repentance, a turnaround of life, and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sin and repent. And ask him to come into your life and lead you and guide you in the way of a Christian, and he will. He's there for everyone. A free gift, I've heard one time, that keeps on giving. And we can't be the free gift that keeps on giving all the time. Good evening, everyone. I have your mics open. Comments, encouraging words.
Praise the Lord, dear.
Praise the Lord. How you doing this evening?
I'm fabulous. How you doing?
Doing fine, ma'am. Doing fine. Good to hear your voice.
It's so good to be a part with you. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we're talking about that family. We're talking about family, but we're involving everybody because it's the love of Jesus that we're trying to let people know that without any kind of love compared to the worldly love, to the spiritual love, there's a difference. And we just want to encourage each and every one on how the spiritual side of love lets us know to our family and loved ones and surrounding neighborhoods and people that we may come in contact with.
Oh, yes, sir. I tell you, there's nothing like love. I mean, the love of my Lord, there's nothing like it. Nobody can compare. Not one person on this earth that ever lived and ever will live can compare to the love of my Lord and the love
That's
of my
right.
Jesus. So I tell you, there's nothing like their love because it's comforting, it's calming, it's peaceful, it's giving, it's sincere. I mean, there's nothing like it.
You're right about that. There's nothing like it. And without it in our hearts, we couldn't be who we are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And it takes all of that. A lot of people tell you, well, it don't take all of that. It does take all of that and
it
more.
It takes all that and more.
And to keep on seeking and loving and doing the will of God, because we know that everything that we do is because of his grace and mercy. And if it wasn't for that, we would have no use in this world because we wouldn't have life.
Uh-huh.
But the life comes from the Lord. So we have to continue to show that every time and every day to family, loved ones. And the thing is, our family members today, they have lost that love for one another. And
uh-huh.
they have run away from it, and they feel that it's all about self anymore compared to loving the family members and loving one another. They always have a problem with family, when family is where you should love one another and come together.
Uh-huh.
But they're completely backwards with it. And we have to continue on as God's children to spread the love, try to keep the family together, let the family know that the love is still there. We're still praying,
uh-huh.
we're still loving, and we're not giving up no matter what. And we have to show the world has to see something in us, of Christ. No matter where we go, who we come in contact with, it's all about the love of Jesus in our lives.
Yes, it is. I agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Is the bishop on there? Bishop on
yeah,
there? We
yeah.
Have well, I'd like to say a
yeah.
happy belated birthday to you, sir. I didn't get to wish you that happy belated birthday to you.
Oh, something showed up on Facebook.
Yeah. Was it your birthday?
No, my birthday is March.
Oh, well.
You're fine. Whenever I set it up, I just put a fictitious birthday down there.
Okay.
Because I didn't want her going back and tell me I couldn't have but one Facebook page.
Well,
I had already had one in mind.
We're going to go ahead and wish you well anyway.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Well, I just have a testimony. This weekend,
yes.
There was a birthday celebration. You mentioned birthday. There was a birthday celebration of a lady that turned 60. And mm-hmm. she had said that she never had a birthday party.
Mm.
Never had a birthday party. So she had her own birthday party. But what I saw in that, I saw family.
Yeah.
I saw the way that her sons greeted her. I saw the way that her brothers greeted her. And then she had nieces and nephews there as well.
Oh.
And I just saw the love. You're talking about love. I just saw the love that was being passed around there. And it didn't
yeah.
stop with just family. The people that she had invited. I was sitting at the table with two ladies who were Caucasian at first. And they worked with her. And they were there because of her. And then the another couple came and sat down there that they went way back.
All right.
And then her son and I had a conversation. He's in California, but we were talking about youth ministry. And some of his ideas and vision for youth ministry were the same as mine. So
praise God.
We sat down and we had a conversation to see how we could pull something together and work together to reach these young people out here in the street. Because
oh, yes.
they need help.
They do.
So we think that we have come up with an outline that we can work together on and develop something. But
praise
that was all because of what his parents had instilled in him.
Yes.
His parents had instilled. That's right. Made a big difference. So I'm excited that he just left going back to California. But I'm excited that we're going to have a great ministry together and
amen.
Reaching out to these young people.
Yeah. That's all right. And that's what it's all about, because the young people, they need help.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is they don't have enough men. They have plenty of women, but they don't have enough
now,
men
that's true.
To stand up and step up to
mm-hmm.
do the things that need to be done and the things needed to be said to help them see that there is much love out there. And the thing is, they should, so the love should show up to them and help them understand that it's there for them.
Mm-hmm.
So many of them have to go out and look for someone to be in their life to show love for them. And by that time, they didn't got themselves in trouble, in jail, or something like that, because they didn't
mm-hmm.
have someone early enough in their life. So we have to continue. Yeah, go ahead, Bishop.
Okay. I was saying we're talking about something that eventually will be 24/7.
Amen. Amen. That'll be all right.
In Baltimore, a lot of the young officers were saying they wish they had some place that they could drop the young people off when they pick them up.
Yeah.
As opposed to taking them downtown and locking them up.
That's right. That's right.
So we're looking to have something like that going as well.
And that would be a big help to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a better thing to have somewhere to drop them off instead of dropping them downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Have something set up to bring them together and talk to them and try to help them understand that you're trying to help
yeah.
them out of trouble, not helping them
mm-hmm.
in trouble. Because
right.
once they get locked up, they get that worser attitude than they had
mm-hmm.
before they got locked up. And then they're ready to get upset and hurt somebody and do this and do that. because they're so scared by then, they don't know what kind of trouble might come about. So
right.
That would be a good thing to get them somewhere besides downtown, locking them up.
Mm-hmm.
To let them know that there's a better way, and if they would learn how to step up their self instead of getting into the trouble that they're in, and learn how to communicate with the older generation instead of get mad at them and tell them, well, you don't know what you're talking about or anything like that, disrespecting them, and they learn a little bit of respect, they could be reached. But they have to have someone in their lives around them to talk to them about what respect really is and how to respect, because most of them haven't really been taught.
Right.
And we have to be the ones to talk to them and let them know that there's always something better for them. I know you can get out there and sell drugs and make a big lump of money and things like that, and then once you start to get older, you go to prison. You don't get to enjoy all of that you thought you had. You're spending time in prison over it. When you can get out there and work a normal life, do good for yourself, and do just as good as the next man if you want to. There's a better way for you and a better life to go along with it. If you want to serve the gift that keeps on giving, that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we have to continue in life to let them know that we are there not to hurt them, not to put them down, but to show love toward one another as the Lord leads us and lets us know. The Holy Spirit lets us know that we have to continue to love no matter what. It don't matter whether it's your family, whether it's outside of your family, around your neighborhood, whoever it may be. And I tell a lot of people when I'm out and about, even people of different color, I tell them, I said, it's not all about color. I'm going to love you anyway.
You're right.
I'm going to love you just like I'm going to love the next man. And I'm going to talk and encourage you the same way I'm going to encourage the next man if I can. If the Lord gives me something to say, a word of encouragement, or a word that may help you in life that I see something, I'm going to give it to you with no respect of a person.
That's right.
And picking the ones we're going to say something to, then we start to, people look at you and they say, oh, they're showing favoritism. They're doing this or doing that. No, it's not like that. We want to see our people do better. But the thing is, when it comes to God's word, it's for everybody. It don't matter the color, the race, or whatever, it's for everybody. But the thing is, it's just like when Christ told the disciples to go to the Jews first, then come to the Gentiles. You know, they were supposed to go to their people, to Christ's people first. And then, that's just like us. We try to reach our young men because we want to see them and we know the things that they're going through, the things that they their family members and loved ones has went through in the past and generations. And we try to reach them and let them know that just because we look like we're older than them and all, we've been out there into the world long enough to understand and know there's opportunity. Do you want opportunity or do you want to just get out there and mess your life up? It's been opportunity for years. And because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he put people in your way. And I tell my nieces, if you find certain people out there outside of our race that like you and they into something big or good, they can help you. Because once they begin to come close to you, they open up and they help you find something that you may like bigger and better. And if you have a problem with what you need, they help you get that. because of the love they show for one another. So we have to realize our people, we have to love one another as well, because the Bible lets us know there's no respect of person. So why should we pick and choose and have respect of person when it comes to God's word? I got to share it to the next man the same way I share it to anybody else. I got to be real with it to the next man as well as I do anyone else. So we have a job to do, but we're failing tremendously as young black men because we fail to want to step up and talk to these young men and let them know, you know, that we love them. We're there for you. We just want to talk to you. We just want you to talk back with us.
Mm-hmm.
Help us to understand what's going on in your life. Help us to understand why there's much anger there. Help us to understand what you feel that we should do to help. You know, we're there, but we can't seem to reach out and pull anything from them to talk to us about. You might find a few, but if you can pull a crowd of them together and just let each and every one express their feelings about situations in their life, then we could go from there and be able to pull together to start working some things out. If we could get enough mm-hmm. together, enough men to step up to want to be an encouraging man to do this. Because that's what it takes. I love to have a group of young men to talk to. I know I have a friend that I worked with at the shop, and that's what he did at school. They invited him in on certain days of the week at schools to encourage all the people, really. And he would go in, and he'd explain things that the Lord has done for him and how his life was changed from the life of drugs and things like that. And talk to the young people and try to encourage them. And they found the love for him because of what he was doing. But at the same time, he had asked me if I mind going out sometime, but the company wasn't going to let two people from out of the company go out. So it shut the door for one and opened the door for the other. So, you know, I was okay with it, but I was willing if the opportunity were ever came, because mm-hmm. we know that our young people, they're hurt for someone to come out and talk to them and encourage them through the things of life that they're going through. And some of them don't know how to handle it. Some of them is killing themselves, taking their own lives. Some of them is going through so much bad stuff in life, they don't know what to do. That's why us, as the older generation, are there to be able to be a help to them. So that's why I say I'm thankful and I'm grateful for the opportunity that you have given me to be a part of this ministry program, because any and everybody that may be listening over the airwaves or calling in, we are here to show love to one another. Anytime that you want to call in, and as it's been presented, we have an email on the program that you can go to and make your comments and everything too. And if you're willing to go ahead and leave the comments and have any questions, anything that may be a help to you that you've heard and you want to know more of, we'll be thankful to do our best to get back with you and just talk to you in any kind of way, because that's the thing that we have to do, share this word. Wherever we go, share a word of encouragement to whoever it may be. Don't old, young, middle age. We're here for everybody. And that's what this show is all about, this program is all about. Because we know that Christ is the only source that we have and we know that can make a change in anybody's life. There's no one that he can't make a change in your life. And he loves you, and we love you, and we continue to love and pray for you as we continue to do our best to share with you the Word of God in the way that he has given it to us. We have about 7-8 minutes. I guess I've talked enough. I'm going to let somebody else jump in.
I just wanted to add that these families, their lovers, I feel like it's supposed to, because a whole lot of them, they depend on one person, and that person is gone. So there's still some of the people, not that one person, to bring everybody together, to do things together.
And the thing is, that's what we have to do, though. We have to have somebody willing to bring everybody together. If we can get it started to bring people together, then other people draws people. And then you begin to draw more and more and more. And the thing is, once we begin to draw them together, we talk about their first thing we have to there has to be a sort of respect for one another, the same as love for one another. But we have to respect one another as we come together with love. And if we can learn that first, then we can move forth and enjoy one another and encourage one another, pray for one another, and continue to just show that genuine love that God has given us through his Son, Jesus Christ. But people have to learn. We get a lot of family members together, and they forget the respect part of it. That's like we had a niece and nephew thing that got together with a group of people, and we used to try to do it. And we told them what we needed, what we was going to do, and everybody was there having a good time. We had a lot of ministers there and everything. Well, we look in the coolers, and some of the members come and was hiding wine and stuff in our drink coolers. Well, when we mentioned it and called them out about what we told them not to have, but they tried to sneak it in, then they started looking around to play the blame game. And this one noted, but he's going to tell on the other one. This one noted, but she's going to mention about the other one. And we asked them to kindly take it out and take it away. But you know, when you do things and you have family members that disrespect anyway after you've explained what you're looking for when you come together, we had a lot of ministry and loved ones and a lot of Christians within the family that was there too. And we wanted to just have a good time and show our family that, you know, the love for one another. But they couldn't do it without wanting to drink in the process. So we ain't had another one since. We're looking to get it back together. But we need to learn how to respect first and obey the rules and regulations. Because when you're having a gathering and you're going through somebody else and the people that you're using the property on, if they catch you, then they make everybody leave. And most of the people don't even know what's going on and why they asked them to leave. So, you know, we have to have a sense of respect when it comes to family. And have a sense of when someone asks you the way to do things, we have to respect that. See, that's the thing that
I agree.
Last time problems with, you know, because they didn't want to to what the rules was and be obedient to them. So that's the things that we have to learn and we have to teach the young people. You have to first have the respect for what's asked of you, then have the love inside to show that you care enough to have that respect to love one another. And if we can do that, hey, we can do this. We can start to make a change and see a change in the world as we come together. But we have to learn to respect and love one another in the same way that Christ has let us know through the Word of God. Now, Bishop, you have any last words you want to go with? We have about 2 minutes.
No, just that whenever we look around, it all starts with family.
It does.
Yeah.
It really
all
does.
Start, I know for me it started with the family.
Yes, and, me too.
And that's the reason that I knew how far to go and I knew when not. And,
it's so true.
Yeah, we got that from the family. And
we sure did.
And also from our community family as well.
So true. That's right. And we have to continue to go through with it. And
mm-hmm.
just let the young, as long as the young people continue to see it in us, hopefully one day they'll pick up and take heed and learn from it and understand that
mm-hmm.
it's for their cause.
Mm-hmm.
We do what we do for their cause. That's just like the Old and the New Testament. We learn from God's Word, whether it's the Old or the New Testament, the Old Testament, to where we don't mess up no more, to see the things that they've already went through and messed up. New Testament
right.
teaches us the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we can do better if we continue to trust and believe and hold on to that word. We
yeah.
have to use all of this in order to make it. But yes, I thank
well,
the Lord
I'll,
for you.
All
yes,
right.
sir, go ahead. And,
no, I just see
just,
God is doing an old thing a new way now. He's revealing
yes,
the
yes,
stuff that
yes.
he's hidden from us.
And that's what
and
we have
we
to
just
do.
Have to, yep. Yep.
We can't
All
we
right.
can't stop and can't give up. Well, God bless you and shalom.
Shalom.
Yes, sir.